Fuel Nonproliferation Treaty Initiative, former head of Greenpeace International, Amnesty International. Happy birthday to Ivanine Capier. Thank you to Tarina Nadura, Dennis Moynihan, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, and Sam Alkoff, who are here on the ground with us in Belém, Brazil, at the UN COP 30. I'm Amy Goodman.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Skin Fusion at 165 Ontario Street, just steps away from City Hall, is your luxury wellness destination offering elevated skincare and relaxation experiences featuring four beautifully designed treatment rooms staffed with professional estheticians dedicated to exceptional care, personalized treatments and results-driven skincare, and specializing in luxury facials, body treatments, massage, and advanced skin therapies using premium products. Follow at Skin Fusion Kingston on Instagram for news and offers and book online at skinfusion.ca or call 613-541-0111.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Stoke. It is your host Jane. I am back for one of the last few episodes of the semester. I do want to apologize because halfway through rugby picked up and we went away and I missed my two Mondays, which is usually when I record. So I do apologize, but I will make it up to you in the exams and make some good playlists for studying because I know you guys love that. But I have a good playlist for you guys today. Again, if you're just tuning in, Stoke, I'm the host, Jane, obviously. I usually come up with a theme, and the theme is kind of based around, you know, an idea I have or feeling. Sometimes I go for a major musical genre theme or that type. This week, usually what I end up doing is kind of just listening to the music I've been playing recently or just kind of the overall vibe I've been having recently. And yeah, we'll just get into it. I couldn't figure out a name for this playlist, obviously. But what I came together is kind of just what I'm feeling right now. We're in week 11 of school. It's getting cold. Like, it was like -7 with wind chill right now. So I'm kind of not loving it. It's dark at 4 p.m. as well. That's what I was trying to say without swearing. But, you know, it's what I'm now deeming the fourth year fatigue. You know, I've taken on lots of things. They're all coming to a head, if you will. I don't know, if our head, whatever you say. And, you know, projects are due, presentations are due, talking to profs, doing exams, all the extracurricular big things are happening. You know, it's a ramp up when everyone's feeling a bit down. So it's a bit of the fourth year fatigue, especially when you've done it four times. You know, I've just realized I'm old. I'm unk. And I need to, you know, embrace my last year and not be sick of it. Because I'm not sick of it yet. But moments I am sick of: writing exams, doing presentations, walking to campus from my house. Anyways, I will stop rambling. The idea behind this playlist, I've been kind of just mishmashing different other things I've been listening to. I found this awesome playlist on Spotify the other day called Rainy Day in November, because I usually like to look up what's going on in my life and play it. But a fantastic song with lots of kind of 80s alt rock, new wave stuff. Shout out to my mom. She's mad I haven't shouted her out a lot. So you're getting a lot of shout outs today, Jen. But yeah, these are, we'll start off the first two songs from I Stole From That playlist, but I've been listening to it too much to not play them, so they've been on repeat. You get Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House and One by U2. So please enjoy, and I'll be back.
One need in the night, one love. disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love and you want me to go without.
Like you too, but I was walking to campus this morning and I saw that this song came on and I didn't recognize it enough. Like, I know their songs. Like, I saw the title and I was like, oh, I don't really know what song. And then it started playing. I went, oh, this song needs to be included this week because it's just, it's too good not to. All right, well, heading into the next section, we're going to bring it back to a bit more my era timeline kind of music. Again, I was listening. I like when I study or I don't know. I do a lot of writing. I work for Golden Words newspaper. If you didn't know, it's the comedy newspaper on campus and I'm an editor. So I do a lot of writing and reading and stuff. So sometimes I just need some mindless kind of ambient music, and I don't know if I had this liked already or just shuffled it, but the song came on. I'm like, oh my god, who sings this? Is great. And it was you guys can guess, it was Somber, but it was fine, and that's the name of the song. Sorry, I should probably tell you that. But it just kind of surprised me. It was from 2022, so definitely his older song, but I literally didn't even recognize it was him. I thought it was like this other niche band. I was like, oh my god, new band unlocked. No, it was Somber, and I've already raved about Somber on here, but I want you guys to hear this kind of older brand of him, because not that his new stuff is bad by any means. Like, you've heard me talk about it, but I think this is definitely where he can come back to in the future that I think he would be successful in. It's a bit more indie type stuff, but I'm a big fan of. And then this next song is a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but it's by The Chromatics. And the funny thing is I've had this song liked for a long time, but then, of course, I was listening to this new random playlist I heard on Spotify, and this version of it is changed because the original cover is a bit slow, still very ambient and different from the original one, but this one's a bit more upbeat, kind of, I wouldn't say club, but it's a bit more easier to listen to sometimes if you're not that sad. Like, if you're really sad, the first version is really good, but this one is just slightly different. It's called Girls Just Want to Have Dub. That's what it is. Girls Just Want to Have Dub. So maybe it's dubbed over. I'm not really sure, but it's a bit more upbeat, and I thought this is a good radio version. So that's what we're going to get into. Should I play this next one? Yeah, I guess I will. I'm going to play for you guys. I was thinking, I'm like, you know, Matty Healy teased more music this past week on his story, and I'm so excited. I really hope he drops a new album. Last album I went to see in person, so obviously would have no complaints with a new one, but I was like, what song haven't I played that's stellar? I still am not 100% settled on this one, but I think because I haven't played Robbers for you guys, gotta play Robbers, the 1975. And it's like the perfect fall overthinking kind of song when you're very in your mind palace. So that's what you're getting from me. Enjoy, guys. It's a good little three group here, so have fun.
Yeah.
That little group is so, I just love those songs. They're just very good. I don't even know how to describe it anymore. Like transporting songs, like music, very, I don't know, just easy to listen to. I don't know. For me, that is like, I think the peak type of study ambient thinking music for me. And yeah, it just hit. It was good. The next three are kind of similar to that vibe. I'd say that this next one for sure. This one I just discovered a couple weeks ago. It's called Tolerance by Asal. Didn't know anything about this girl, but really enjoyed this song. I think it's her latest single. It was dropped in July, so pretty recently. I'm gonna have to do some digging on her other music, like what she, if, like, you know how sometimes you just hear a one-off and then you're not a huge fan of the rest of their music, but I'll have to do some digging. I've just been kind of fixated on this this song Tolerance, but we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. After that, I saw my sister's roommate went to a concert, which was the Beach Fossils, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love the Beach Fossils. I have about six to seven songs liked, liked about by the Beach Fossils, but this one I've always had a soft spot for because it's called May 1st and that is my birthday. So usually on my birthday I try to listen to it a couple times, but it's also just a fantastic song, so no issues there. And then from there I have for some reason my brain has literally just melded onto this one album. It's definitely more of a summery song for me, but I just was like, it's about time to play it. But Khalid's album American Teen in 2018, I feel like I've talked about this before, I don't know, in 2018 it melded into my brain. I went to summer camp and my friend right before I left was like, you need to listen to this album, it's super good. I left and associated all the fun memories from camp and that summer into this album, and it's just fantastic. So I could play so much of the discography, maybe one day I will, but I picked Let's Go for today, which is just a really fun, more upbeat song. So bringing the vibes back up after the next few songs, but yeah, big fan. We'll get into that and go from there.
We'll be right back. somebody two-step in the... Two-step in the... Yeah. Everybody two-step in the... Two-step in the... Everybody get up.
Yeah. Can you feel this energy? This is the start of something great. We might be a little late, hey, but at least we're on our way. You got too much time to waste, focusing on what people say. They might not like that we've arrived, but we're here to stay. Leave your sorrow on the table, pick up your worries and throw them out the window. You don't gotta let your friends know. There's so much trouble to get into. I got a blacked out Chevrolet. You don't have a destination. Traveling where the wind will take us. That might be from place to place. Oh, I just graduated. I don't have any obligation. So let's have a little fun. Drop all the relations. Leave your sorrow on the table. Pick up your worries and throw them out the window. You don't gotta let your friends know. There's so much trouble to get into.
Well, like I said before, that's kind of bringing the vibes a bit back up, but that was one of my favorite songs when I was like in grade 8. It was just that album. It changed me. It was perfect. Anyways, the next two songs, you know, I've shouted out my dad a lot the past few episodes, but my mom, she deserves the love. And these two songs, maybe not the first song of this two set, but it's more of an 80s vibe, I would say. They're both on that playlist I was talking about because it's just, it was so good. I stumbled across it a couple days ago and I'm like, wow, this is perfect. But definitely more alternative vibe. So this one is I Just Died in Your Arms by Cutting Crew. Kind of a random pull for me, but, you know, it's a good song and I like it. And it's kind of what I'd sway to listening to right now in my fourth year fatigue. But yeah, I've been enjoying it. And then from there, Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds, classic. Just a good, you know, if you need a little anthem when you're walking in campus, I feel like this is a good one. So those two are coming up. We are kind of short for time, so I don't want to ramble too long. But yeah, super exciting. I'm trying to think of anything else to add, but no, those two are definitely it. If you guys have any fun ideas or anything, please feel free to reach out. You know what I mean? Like, you do this for a year and you start running out of ideas. So please reach out. Let me know if you have any fun themes or anything. I'm all ears. So we will get into those two and we'll wrap it up after that.
tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Alright guys, we are back and this is the last little bit of this episode. I managed to drag someone in off the street.
Hello!
It's Pippa.
It's me.
She's again. Back. She's back. Well, I couldn't help but bring her in for one of the next two songs.
Yes.
It's my hyperfixation the past like week.
It's my hyperfixation since I've heard it.
Yeah.
It's Kiss It Better by mm-hmm. Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good.
Yes. Well, before that,
apologies.
We have Tame Impala, Piece of Heaven, which is off his new album, and we're both big Tame fans. So.
Yes. Specifically from this album, I have been obsessed with the song Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, yep. If I haven't been playing it every day,
yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if it shows up on my Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
That's how much I've been listening to that song specifically.
Yes.
But yeah, the whole album is really good.
Yes, I'm actually curious when that comes out, probably soon anyways. But yes, we have Piece of Heaven, one of his many songs off that album I'm a big fan of. And then, of course, Kiss It Better.
Kiss It Better. It's so good. This is like my go-to put on in the shower dance to song,
yep.
Because it's just so...
I never Pippa showed it to me. I never heard it genuinely until like 2 weekends ago, and I was like, what is this magical Rihanna song I've never heard before?
And it's not that it's not like it's not an underground song, but it's just perfect.
It's just good. It's perfect. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's awesome. But all right, we're running out of time to get these two in, but we'll stop talking. Thanks for listening, guys. Please enjoy the next two. Thanks, Pippi, for hopping on this last little bit.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye. Love you all.
mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand on Stage season are